Hello out there today. Welcome to our podcast. This is Coach Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. You guys, today's subject, dividing up the training pie. There's so many facets to building an athlete, from their technical training, their practices, their speed and conditioning, to their body work. You got all of these different things you're trying to put together. And you know, how do you do that? What takes priority? You know, what takes a back seat? And that's what I want to talk about today, is how do you cobble all that stuff together and make it effective versus just kind of dabbling here, dabbling there, and being all over the place. So, EJ, what are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, this is something that we see all the time, Aaron, is athletes train with us, or they come into the facility and they're kind of doing what, just a lot of stuff. Maybe they're playing too much and they're not organized with their plan, or they talk to other people and say, well, they did this. This is probably the best thing to do because they had success.
Right.
And they don't really look at what they're doing and how focused they need to be, or what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses. Right. And how can they achieve what they want to achieve and not chase so many things at once? So I see a lack of organization a lot. So that's something that, to me, is huge, Aaron. So, you know, it's kind of like what I do. But...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I say get some religion and just worship one God at a time. <You know>?
I like that.
You know, basically, I think it starts, like you said, with organization. And mm-hmm. and I think the best way to organize is to first start with, you know, an assessment of yourself. Maybe do an athletic skills inventory and do a technical skills inventory and say, hey, where do I need the most work for my long-term development? Not just a quick fix, but for my long-term development. And what's going to take me longer? You know, is it going to take me longer to turn a proper double play than it would be to gain 6 pounds? And right. and what's in my best interest in terms of me as an athlete and my overall development? Which one of those should take priority? So, I mean, I think doing that kind of self-reflection, looking at your skill sets, looking at the model that we always talk about, building that athletic model that you're trying to mold yourself into, and saying, okay, how do I put this together? Right. And, but you know, that's where coaches come into play, trainers come into play, and communicating with those individuals who can maybe help you round that out. For me, there are times where I have athletes full time. Especially the serious ones I do. You know, they're in 3-4 days a week. But we know once the season comes, they're going to go, the playing becomes a priority. Doesn't mean that they stop training, it just becomes a priority. And so now versus 70% training, 30% practice, it flips, you know, 70% practice and 30% training. So, you know, that's, I think, one way to look at it.
I think that's a smart way to look at it, Aaron. And I like what you said about the time to train and less time of playing. Then when the season starts, more playing, less training. And that's just being organized. I think a lot of athletes don't journalize what they're trying to do too, mm-hmm. when they're in these periods of time. And those two times you said, before, during, after, they forget to rest. You know, they forget to rest and recover. And then they rest and recover period. Then it's to amp up again for some really formal training where you're not really playing very much at all, maybe 10%, or you're not playing at all. So there needs to be some sort of systematic, like 12-month map.
Yeah.
That athletes can go by and really not listen to what a lot of other people say. You have to do that. You must be there. If you don't do that, then you're not going to be able to attain your goals. That's not necessarily true. And that's why they have people like you and I who can assess these things. And that's why you and I work so well together, is that we can kind of guide our athletes to, hey, this is what we've seen in the past through our over 50 years of experience of training athletes. Right. And I think that goes a long way. The initial set, I think, keyword you said, initial evaluation and assessment of an athlete. A lot of these kids, athletes, don't do this at all. Right. We don't see this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, going back to my religion analogy, it seems like most people fall into the trap of worshiping FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out guy. So they try and do everything. Okay. And we've talked about this before. There's a time and a reason and a season for everything. And take, for instance, your training development, okay? Your speed, power, and that sort of thing. You know, you might break that up into saying, hey, you know, speed and power is my priority, and I'm going to do that this time of year when the other demands aren't as crucial for like playing and practicing, that sort of thing. Okay. And you've also got, generally what I tell athletes is, hey, break the year into 3 month cycles. So that'll give you 4 cycles. Okay. You can have a rest, you can have a speed and power, you can have a playing, you have a technical, you know, and they can overlap and they can blend some. But what happens is, because they're worried about, again, they're worshiping, you know, almighty FOMO, they speed train one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
They hit one day a week. They, you know, they have, you know, another activity one day a week. You can't get anywhere that way. You have to immerse yourself. And again, one of the things, the tenets I talk about training and just your body acclimating and going through the training process, and you can go back and listen to our podcast, The Training Process, How Long Does It Take?
Right.
Well, you're talking about, you know, a 32-day, 40-day cycle, okay? So it takes at least that long for you to learn that skill set or to get that physical development that you're looking for. Well, if you're going one day of this, one day of that, it's, you know how long that takes? And a lot of that stuff doesn't really stick because you're not really getting that solid foundation that you would if you just say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna put my focus and energy into this activity right now. And then after that's completed, I'm gonna move on to the next activity.
Right.
You know, so I think concentration maybe is the best word I can use for that. You know, so, you can have concentrated training sessions because those are gonna be more potent than the onesie twosie here and there, you know. Right. And you sometimes you just may have to say, hey, you know what, I'm just gonna be slow, you know, this time of
right.
year, but I'll come back around to that because maybe there are some other things that take priority during that time period.
One of the things I wrote down as you were saying that, Aaron, was priority. What is your priority during those 4 or 3 month cycles? And stick to it and don't waver from it. And you're gonna achieve greatness to your ability. And I think that's key. Many athletes, like you said, are doing too many things, too many activities. And, you know, I don't know why that is. And I think a lot of times they think there's not enough information out there. And that's why we're here, you and I are here, to give information to people so they can actually have some sort of guide to help them and their athletes achieving success in this. So definitely that organizational piece is huge. Another thing is, like, I think a lot of other people, trainers, I think you and I do a great job with this. They say, oh, don't do that right now, or don't just come with me and just do what I do. And, you know, parents out there and athletes out there, don't listen to that, because it shouldn't be a selfish thing. It should be something that all people work together to try to help you, the athlete or the parent or your family, achieve what you need to achieve as the athlete. So if you have those trainers out there or just saying, hey, no, you only should be doing this only kind of thing, just come for me for this one specific thing and not make a all around, well-rounded athlete, be guarded with those kind of trainers who are out there saying stuff like that, because that's not necessarily true. It takes a village to develop an athlete, Aaron. You and I know this. And, you know, having a plan sure does go a long way.
Yeah. And another podcast we did was Too Many Cooks in the Kitchen. And so that would be a good one for you guys to listen to as well, because it's about the coordination of all of these individuals in your life. And at different times of year, each one is going to take a priority, and that's okay. But you've also got to look at this as, is all of this and how I have it mapped out getting me to my long-term goal of where I want to be as an athlete?
Right.
And yeah, you may have to make some adjustments, and maybe a showcase or a combine is coming up, and you got to kind of get ready for that 40 or that 60 yard dash where you might say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I got to kind of, you know, backtrack. This isn't really my time that I'm doing speed work, but maybe I want to get myself prepped and tuned up for that. You know, so allow yourself that flexibility, but you've also got to give yourself time to develop the athletic skill set, the technical skill set that you're trying to attain. And if you don't do that, you know, again, I always use a school analogies. It's like going to math class. You know, if you're trying to learn algebra, you go once a week or you go once every other week, you know, how long do you think it's going to take you? Even better, I like usually use the language analogy. How are you going to learn a language if you practice it haphazardly every other week? You know, they say when you want to learn a language, you got to immerse yourself in it. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to be fluent, you know, right away, but you can build again. You can build a athletic and technical vocabulary that will speak to your performance, at least for that period of time. So you become somewhat fluent, and then you get more fluent. Then you get more fluent. And then next thing you know, you have blah, 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 blah.
Man, that's well-rounded right there, Aaron. That talks a lot about this training pie, you know, and really how to organize it, how to utilize it to your best of your ability to have achievement. You're trying to be the best you can be. And understanding this pie sure does help you get to that goal a lot faster than haphazardly just going by the seat of your pants, as they say.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, Aaron, that kind of wraps us up today, man, about this dividing that training pie. So out there, people, just keep listening to our podcasts out there. This is Coach Eric Johnson, the brand.
Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. Guys, again, you can view our podcast as well on our YouTube channel. You can look up Aaron Thigpen and Eric Johnson or the brand and the source. Just Google search it. It'll come right up. And you can listen to us also on Apple Podcasts. Spotify is the big one, though. All right, guys, we'll see you.